Hello?
Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Yes, what do I say?
I've got a couple of charges on my credit card coming from your store using my card, and I'm trying to figure out who's using them.
Okay, I can take a look, sir, but first I would just need to locate an order. Could I have your zip code first and then your name?
My zip code is 95821, and it's under my wife's name. Well, I don't know if it's under my wife's name, but they've been using her card. It's Irma, Irma Rodriguez.
Do you know anyone by the name Anthony Rodriguez?
That's my name.
Okay, for security purposes, could you verify your billing address and I can take a look at the charge?
3470 Potter Lane.
Who are you?
Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold while I take a look at this charge?
No, go ahead.
All right.
Your phone.
Yeah, maybe my card.
And they just announced that T-Mobile customers served on Bridge.
Sorry for that hold, sir.
Yep.
I see here that you're enrolled in our meal planner app, Bytub, and I see the source of advertisement you came across us from was through a
Wait.
contest entry for a chance to
You're
win an
break.
iPad.
You're. Hold on a second. You're breaking up. Now, what'd you say?
Okay, you're enrolled in our meal planner app, Bytub. And according to our system, you've came across our source of advertisement through a contest entry for a chance to win an iPad back on January the 31st.
What am I? I don't understand.
Car charge 136.
Yeah, I've got two charges on my thing. I'm enrolled in what would I'm enrolled in what?
A meal planner app. It's Bytub. This meal planner app will give you a set meal plan for the keto diet, cutting sugars and carbs out your daily intake.
I haven't gotten anything like that. What
Well, it is a
should I do?
downloadable subscription that was sent through email. After the entry was placed for the chance to win it, that iPad, do you recall entering a contest entry, back
No,
on January 31st?
I don't, but how do I get this stopped?
Okay. Well, do you happen to have anyone in your household who has access to your information?
No, it's just me and my wife.
Okay, because an entry was entered for a chance to win an iPad back on that date of January the 31st.
Okay, okay. I understand what you're saying right there, but how do I get out of whatever? Why would I'm getting charged $30, $40 a month for I don't have anything to charge for that.
Well, I can cancel the subscription, and let's see if you
That's
would like
got to be one of
further.
those, that's definitely got to be one of those sneaky things where, yeah,
Well,
that's.
sir, if you're unaware of the contest entry, then This description won't sound familiar. But if you would like, I can transfer you to the fraud department for further assistance with the charges. But the most I could do is cancel the subscription.
Definitely cancel the subscription and then send me to the fraud department. I've got to cancel that card.
Okay. One moment. Let's see. Do you mind if I put you on one last brief hold? I would just need to notate your order so once you transfer, the department will know what's going on.
Okay.
All right.
You should cancel your card. You should put them into your card.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to, I'm fighting, I just got an email from Golden One through their fraudulent department, fraud department. They've refunded me the money, but they're still going after them.
Okay.
But it was your card, not mine.
Right.
And they're going to continue to.
No, I'll cancel that card. I don't even use it.
You know?
But some kind of an iPad entry?
Yeah. We ain't got no iPad.
I ain't got no iPad. Why would I have an iPad? Why would I?
And you're not on any keto diet?
And I don't go into no damn entries like that.
Okay, sorry for that hold, sir.
Uh-huh.
So I've notated the order, and you will be transferred shortly. If you could just stay on the line for me.
Okay.
All right.